Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It's Monday, so it's Hawk Topics, brought to you in part by Horizon Credit Union. Kevin, say hi to Steve.
Hi, Steve Hawk.
Well, hello, Kevin James.
Hey, Kevin's in the house. How was your weekend, Steve?
What's up, dude?
My weekend was good. It was busy. It seemed like it. There were just a couple of big things, one for each day, that just was consuming. I guess that's the best word.
Okay.
Last day of baseball for the fall season. So I was at Franklin Park for Saturday. Another gorgeous day at the ballpark. It was a good season.
With the fall weather?
Yes.
Oh, man, because it can be miserable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Spring and fall sports are often not that fun.
Yep.
Outdoor sports.
It can be really bad.
Yeah, because there's been many times where it's either a baseball game, soccer game, something, and you're like, this is terrible. So, yeah, we got really lucky.
So, and then Sunday I drove with my mom. I drove her to the Soap Lake area.
Okay.
Soap Lake, Ephraim, Moses Lake, that whole central Washington area.
Oh, wow.
And I made a huge mistake.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Have you ever just relied on technology a little bit too much?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we went to we were just picking up some crafty stuff from some person.
Okay.
I don't know. And I'm somewhat familiar with that Soap Lake, Ephraim area.
Okay.
Thought I kind of knew it.
Oh, no.
My ego was there. And so we're all done in the afternoon, trying to get home, you know, before it's dark, so whatever. And I looked at my phone, Googled, hey, just take me home. Okay, bing, 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 go. Right. Here's where you need to go. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like the way we came in, but hey, you're Google. I'll trust you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I believe you.
There's all these back roads in central Washington that
dang it.
And so we get on some road. I don't know where we're going, but we're leaving the Soap Lake area. And nothing looks familiar. Nothing's working. Now it says, Google's saying, I don't even know where we're
at. Now I don't know.
I don't have any service myself. But wait, you're Google. You have to.
Oh, man.
And so I was trying to get to Wilbur. I was trying to get to Creston. I was trying to get to somewhere, Davenport, Odessa, something.
Yeah.
So I could get some gas, because that was the other thing.
Oh, man.
Less than a quarter tank. So otherwise, I would have been like, I don't care. We're going to make our way out of here somewhere.
You just head east. You'll be there eventually.
But it's a Sunday late afternoon.
Oh, dang it.
And I'm stuck somewhere in the middle of outside of Wilbur. And I don't know where I'm going. Google can't figure out where I'm at. And it was just, I shouldn't have depended. I should have just said, I know where. Take a left. Take a right. I know where I'm at.
Yeah.
And that
is weird, though. You're right, because you've gotten so used to it, of not paying attention, of not...
Right.
No, just trusting yourself, that sometimes when you do trust it and then it fails you, you're like, well, now I'm in big trouble. I don't know what I'm doing.
And I think what it was trying to do was, you want the quickest way? Not necessarily. I also wanted somewhere to stop for coffee, maybe a restroom.
Yeah.
I need some gas. I thought that we were just going to go back the way we came, Google. You don't need to find a new route.
I'm fine with the other one.
I think we were on highway. I don't even know. I think it was 18, Kevin. I don't know. I was trying to figure out exactly
where you ended up there.
I wanted to get on 2, and I couldn't get to that. I couldn't find that, and it was just, I'm going to run out of gas in the middle of nowhere, Mom.
Oh, man.
Oh, son. What are you doing?
I'm sure that made her feel good. Oh, did you actually tell her, or did you keep it to yourself?
I told her, because she kept saying, what are you doing? Why are you, where are we? What are you... Sorry,
did you try to Google gas near me?
I did.
Did you? Yeah. And it's like, it's sending you the wrong way.
Right,
you can turn around 20 miles. No, I'm not doing that.
And it would do. And it was like, okay, well, here's my blue dot. So I need to get over here to this road. And I would try to get to that road, and I would see the blue dot, and I was going in the other direction completely.
I hate Google Maps. I use Maps, but not Google Maps, because that Google Map thing drives me crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out, and I was really just afraid of running out of gas in the middle of nowhere on
Where'd
Sunday
you end up
night.
Getting it? Did you end up getting it?
I wound up just saying, okay, Ego, jump in the back seat. Let's turn completely around a 180 and go back to Soap Lake and figure this all out.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
So we went back to Soap Lake.
Oh, wow.
I just figured out how to get back to Soap Lake and start over.
Which, yeah, you know, that's not the worst thing.
No, I mean, it wasted about an hour of our day just driving around central Washington.
Okay, maybe it is the worst thing.
But, you know, she was cool with it. We made jokes about it, and we moved on, and whatever.
That's hilarious. It was good.
Well, so then which way did you go home?
Then I jumped from Soap Lake. I went, let's get back to Moses Lake, get on I-90 and just go
home. Oh, you just came through probably fastest.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's funny.
So it was an adventurous day driving around Central Eastern Washington yesterday.
I think everybody's been that quote unquote back road, low on gas, yeah, uncomfortable feeling. It's bad enough when you're on the freeway doing it, but if you're on that back road thing and you're like, I actually don't know
if
I'm even going to make it to a town.
And I've been to those Odessas and Davenports on a late Sunday afternoon, and your options, even when you get to one of those towns, you're lucky to find a stop sign, not a gas station.
Yeah, that's rough, man. That's not a good one. At least it wasn't also cold and snowing.
It could have been worse. You know?
This is not great.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So that's my weekend.
Well, congrats on that.
Got it.
Yeah. I saw this. Do you like vacationing where you can see the leaves? Oh, the leaves
I do.
Beautiful.
I've done it on purpose.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've gone on a quote unquote destination?
Yes.
Vacation for it?
Yep.
Like how far have you traveled?
Northeast.
Okay, so you actually did the whole thing.
Yeah, we went back in the fall on purpose.
Okay. Did you see the video today? So apparently it's, you know how these things grow and grow based on people like, oh, you got to go. And then it just, the word spreads. And there's apparently a couple places over in Connecticut or wherever it is that the leaves are so beautiful.
This is the best place to go.
Absolutely. So that's all they advertise. Come see the beautiful leaves.
Sure.
They showed some cell phone video of these people walking down the trail, right? It seems like you're in the trees. Is that what it was like for you? Or was it more there was people everywhere?
I didn't get that deep into the hole. Let's go right. We just went back to the Northeast.
Like. Okay. So you just kind of toured around, stayed in the streets, stayed in your car.
Oh, yeah. The leaves look just like they do in the Northwest.
Right. Which is crazy.
Yeah. It just looks the same.
So they're glad we're here.
Right? Yeah. Sure.
That was easy.
Spent $3,000 to come look at the leaves. And there's this picture, and it's like a trail. And so they show the trail before anyone's there.
Yeah.
And then they showed the trail this weekend. And it looked like Bloomsday.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought, well, does that not ruin the effect? And people are so they show this guy, and people are pushing their way through because, of course, people are stopping and taking pictures. Yeah, and then the guy behind's like, I'm done stopping. And he's trying to get through. And it literally reminded me of Bloomsday in this little.
Depends on how bad you really want to see leaves.
Right. I mean, you can come to my house when they turn orange and yellow and have all you want.
It looks really nice out here, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right in the parking lot at Boone and whatever.
That's
pretty
right.
Good. Yeah. We can get that here.
Yeah,
it looks pretty good.
It just seems weird. Again, if you kind of have it planned with something else, I'm sure it's cool.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
We went back to New York City. We took in a football game, and we also looked at leaves.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. But, man, to just go for leaves. And I remember my folks did that. Well, we're going to drive with our trailer to the East Coast for the leaves. I thought, you've been in Arizona too long if you're excited about leaves.
No kidding.
Because that is a long way to go for nothing. You want to hang out for round two?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll be right back with Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
As he was pushing to get out of that chair, he did a thing that only an old man can do and get away with.
I understand what you're saying.
He played sweet music from his old butt trumpet.
Kevin James.
Everybody looked, of course.
Right. Well, yeah.
And he goes like this. He goes, that was a good one.
I mean, what
and
do you do?
He just walked up to the window nothing happened.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Sorry, I had to hear that, Steve.
I thought that was great. You know, the butt trumpet.
Yeah.
I was over here laughing.
Yeah, it was funny. Music, you know.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics, because our buddy Steve Hawk is here. Kevin, you have a hot topic for Steve Hawk?
I actually do, Steve Hawk.
All right.
If you're interested.
I am.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of this situation because it's timely today.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson, he played for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
He was our quarterback that won Super Bowl for us.
Yes.
And I think kind of turned. There was a long time where it was like, man, Russell Wilson is now the second most popular athlete in Seattle history behind Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was fair, right?
I think that's
how
a fair
city
statement.
Felt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it was like, and then bad things happened, and he got traded away, and blah, blah, blah. He was in Denver, and, you know, whatever. Now he's playing for Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he's been injured, but he was able to play last night, and he played really well, and they won the game, and there was all the excitement. I found myself watching the game and rooting for him so much.
Really?
Do you have that?
No.
All right. I checked with my other couple Seahawk fans, And they were like, yeah, never expected it, but I was rooting for him as well.
Yeah, my wife was too, but I wasn't.
Yeah, you're rooting against him or
not
just
necessarily,
didn't care?
Just didn't care that much. I wasn't that I wanted him to get re-injured or to fall down and break his fibula. I just...
Seems awfully specific.
Didn't... I wasn't like, go, Russ, go!
Yeah, didn't care either way.
It's steel time!
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I just didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
In fact, they kept every time they showed Justin Fields on the sideline, like, oh, poor guy.
He kind of felt bad for him. Like, ah.
I don't think anybody says it's steal time.
I know. I just.
What did Russ say at the end of it? Did we ever hear what his new term
What's
was?
His new
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I missed it because
steal of a
they
deal.
Ask him, what are you going to say? You used to say go Hawks and then let's ride. What are you going to stay for the Steelers? And he's like, well, you have to wait till the end to find out.
Didn't tune in. When it came time for post game, I was nowhere to be found.
It's
just kind of weird. I wondered as a Seahawk.
Apparently, it's here we go, Kevin.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Thanks, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of downtime to think about that one.
He said, "What's up, Steel Nation? Fired up to wear the black and gold. Here we go.
Here we go."
Wait, is it all of that, or is it just here we go?
I think that was just the lead-in, and then here we go, and just kind of capped it, yeah.
Huh. Does he say it, like, in a unique way? Like, here we go.
I don't know. I just, you know what is weird about it? The weird thing about the internet, when you read it, you can do whatever you want with
it. Yes, you can. Well, good for him, and good for Steel Nation.
Good for Steel Nation. Terrible towels and all the rest of it.
I don't like the Steelers. They did us wrong in a...
that's the thing.
I know.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
What?
You can't really have a... Although it's weird, because I think a lot of times, especially a little bit younger people will have, they loved a player, regardless of what team they play for it, so they just, you know, all the free agency and stuff, whereas, like, a little bit older people will go team... Team first, player second. I think a lot of people make even Steve's age, producer Steve's age, will go, you know, player over team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I met my wife and she's a Jets fan. What are you a Jets fan for? I don't know. I guess I grew up, my dad loved Joe Namath.
There you go. Yeah.
And
so
we watched the Jets. I became a Jets fan.
Yeah, I don't even know any of the players. Team. I just root for the team. Yeah.
So how confused was she last night with the Jets playing? But she was also rooting
for
Russell?
She wanted Russell just because she, that's nice. But she wanted the Jets to win.
Yeah, I got it.
She still wanted the Jets to win.
Russ, I don't want you to get hurt. I want you to do well, but I want you to lose.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's fair. When
and I'm the guy that, fibula.
I noticed. Yes, I did notice that.
Well, now I know. Thank you, Hawk.
You got it.
Good to know. Steve, have you ever run up an escalator?
Yes.
Did you ever make it?
Yeah. Oh, like when it's going backwards? Yeah.
So, you're running. No, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going up a down.
Maybe when I was 16.
Yeah. I feel like there's that sweet spot when you're, you know, of your athletic prime. Right. Maybe you're like, I want to try this.
Right.
I saw a viral video. One of the comedians was having a show. So the going up escalator is packed.
Okay.
So this lady decides she wants to go up the down. But it's kind of like River Park Square where you go, that's... A long escalator.
It's a long one. It's going to be a little bit.
And she wasn't like in the greatest shape of her life, probably.
Okay, probably.
So she's going, she gets about halfway and she realizes, wow, this is an extreme, this is a ton of work.
Yeah.
Maybe should have thought this out. So she's kind of going, you know, making no progress. And the other people just start like cheering around like it's a football game. And somebody yells her name. They're like, oh, come on, Amanda. And now everyone knows her name. And it is just, it was hilarious. I watched it for like a minute and a half and she never got past like about maybe 2/3 of the way.
Really?
I don't think.
Oh, geez.
So people are coming down as she's trying to go up. They're cheering. All the people are going up. They're cheering. And when they get to the top, they're stopping so they can watch and cheer her from the top.
I don't know that I would have done that. I would have been the one that was like, get up. Like, I'm kneeing her as she's going by. Oh, sorry.
Steve's trying to give her a Charlie horse as she goes by.
Oh, man.
Oh, back down you go. Oops. Sorry.
There was no inspiration like, here we go.
Right. No, he was thinking he wanted her to break a fibula or something. I don't know what was going
on. Well, you know, the rest of us have to ride it the right way. Why not you?
Although I
try it again.
The struggle is what's sudden. If they get up too easily... you're kind of like, jerk.
Yeah.
But if you're struggling the whole way up, I think you're kind of like, come on, Amanda, let's go.
No, it's fun. Good for you.
And that has to be so defeating when you stop for a second.
Yes.
And then lose all of that ground.
Right.
So
you stop for 1 second, Kevin, you're back 10 feet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be... And again, those tall escalators, like at an airport or at a mall.
River this Park one, Square, that was a great analogy.
And this one is it. This was a, just like that. It was a mall, and we go, oh, man, that was a mistaken judgment.
Poor Amanda.
It's very, that. The more I'm thinking about it, that is basically symbolic of my life. I feel like every time I'm starting to get up that escalator, it just pulls me back down.
Wow, that turned quickly.
Oh, man.
Keep here we go, the Kevin. Here we go, Kevin. Let's go, Kevin.
Let's go. Go. Yeah, let's go.
Here we go. You can do it.
Stop backwards.
Kevin's asking somebody to hit the emergency stop at the bottom to try to see if he can walk up.
I don't know if I should be laughing right now as hard as I am.
Well, sorry about Love the you, symbolism, Kevin. We didn't mean to go there, but, you know. Anyway.
It just kind of hit me when I was picturing it. I was like, oh, my God, that's my life.
One step forward, two steps back, baby. Oh, Hawk, thanks for being here, buddy.
I'll
good
be
to
your
see
cheerleader,
you.
Kevin, anytime you want.
That's right.
You're a good man.
Thank you, guys.
See you, buddy. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day. By the way, Kevin, I forgot to tell you that my son's dog is an Australian Shepherd. That was the one I
talked about. Shepherd.
Couldn't think of the breed earlier, but my daughter rescued me, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma. That kid.
Gosh darn it, anyway. Something. He is.
Well, Matt Damon is famous. He does a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the father of four girls.
Yep.
He was on a little TV show with, what's his name, Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
And Stephen Colbert was asking him which movies his kids like.
Oh, was that the cue to play it?
That was it, yeah.
Okay.
You've got
four girls. Which of all of these movies do they go, I like that movie, Dad? Because they're like 11 and younger, right?
They haven't seen any of them.
Really?
Yeah, no, no.
None of them? Not even Good Will Hunting?
No, God, no.
Why?
Well,
why?
Good Will Hunting.
It's a tearjerker.
Look, I'm very enormously proud of it, but I remember when people at Miramax came to us and said, could you make it PG-13? There's no violence or sex to speak of. You know, it's just, and I said, what's making it rated R? And they said, the language. And I said, okay, well, so we could loop a couple lines. And they go, yeah, but you're only allowed, I think at the time it was allowed, you were allowed to say the F word 3 times. And I said, okay, well, how many are we off by? And they said, you go over by 145. I think being from Boston, I don't think we realized how much we swore, and I don't swear that much anymore. And
you
so
you say that instead of
It was literally a placeholder. Like you'd go, oh, I know what I wanted to tell you, you know, and it just. And so we wrote it the way we, sure. You know, when Ben and I wrote it, we would do the lines together, and okay, and then we transcribe it. You piece of, you know.
Right.
And
right.
So no, I haven't shown the kids that one.
Yeah,
you go over by too many. Sorry, that's going to change the context of the movie a lot.
Yeah, just 145 that we would have to cut out.
That's a bummer.
It is funny, too, the Boston thing where you're just like, I don't know, that's the way we've talked forever. I didn't even think we were cussing that much.
Right.
You just get used to a certain style, and it's like, oh.
There was a guy in the plane last night.
I've done that before where I've watched it.
Did the same thing, Kev.
Yes.
Yeah, just same thing last night. The guy, one row back, across the aisle, just talking to somebody he just met and had no concept, no clue what he was saying, apparently. No self-awareness of language. And my wife goes, whoa, who's saying that all? I'm like, this guy back here, just talking his normal talk,
just
I guess.
Chatting it up,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, this guy. Chatting it up, yeah, this guy.
Yeah, that's a weird, especially with a stranger.
Oh, man. Well, that was it. They're like, oh, what's your name? He introduces himself, and then he just starts, you know, acting like Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. I think he was over by a couple hundred on the flight, too. I'm going to just say that.
I bet he was.
A couple hundred at least. All right, guys, let's do it. Let's do the Jade Kevin Big Jackpot. If you want to win some money, 509-441-0999. We're going to take caller number 7 right this very second. Caller 7, 509-441-0999. The big jackpot is over $680. How much over? Well, that's what you have to determine. You just have to guess a number. If you get the number right on, well, we give you the cash right on. Pretty simple game. Kevin, in your head, think of a number that's over 680. And then we'll see. I'm going to think of...
No, I've got my answer in my head.
I'm going to write mine down. You have yours in your head. So we'll both kind of play along with Scott here and see how we do. Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
All right, Scott. You know how to play the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
I do, but I don't remember what the last one was.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I'm here for. So remember, no cents, just dollars. Okay. So it's a nice round dollar figure. And then it's going to be over $680. So let's play.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, Big Jackpot time. What would you say, Scott, is the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot this time around?
I think that it is 702.
702. All right, let's find out if you're right.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
No whammies. No whammies.
$702.
No!
No! No! No! No! No!
Yes!
What? What?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dude!
Yeah, that's what we're all talking about.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Man! Holy smokes. Talk about catching us off guard there.
Yeah. I was just sitting here thinking, oh, that's a good guess. But I mean, like, it could be any number.
Oh, my gosh.
And he got it right.
That is
my gosh.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Little surprised, huh?
Oh, my gosh, what a Monday, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
No joke.
Scott, congratulations. You just won $702.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Well, good news. Hold on, Scott. Good news is we start up a brand new jackpot this afternoon. You'll have your chance to guess at it. That is incredible. That actually caught me off guard. I think I about passed out.
Yeah. He wasn't prepared. You weren't prepared.
The last couple... Yeah, we've been tricked. Like, where the last guy said 688.
Right.
And, you know, it goes, the jackpot is 680. And you start to go, oh. 680. She just stopped at 680. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, I know it.
But,
man.
Yeah, this one, jackpot is 702.
That is fantastic.
Wow.
All right, well, we start a new jackpot coming up this afternoon. Congratulations to Scott winning $702.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Went in and said, hey, we just had a winner on the Big Jackpot. He goes, oh, I heard a bunch of screaming. Yeah. I didn't know what was happening. I just heard loud screaming walking down the hallway. I'm like, yeah, well, there you go. Hmm.
Do you think it'll get higher the second time that we play?
Well, I don't know. If I was to guess... I'm going to say no. I'm going to say similar because I think people are kind of getting they feel like they got the hang of it. So, yeah.
Okay. It's kind of hard to get the hang of just guessing
it is,
a number, right?
It is.
That's what I was going to say. Because
I think
so
people
lucky.
Are, sometimes people will overthink it and they're like, I know it's going to be, you know, $7 because it was 15, then it was 11, then it was 80. You know, it's like there's literally as random as can be. So,
yeah. Well done. I mean,
was great. That was awesome. Good job. Scott won $702. All right, guys, got to do it.
Final thoughts.
Time has come. All right, Steve, you can kick it off.
Jay, I don't know if you will be proud, impressed. You'll be a bag full of emotions.
Okay, not a bucket, but a bag.
Yeah. And Kevin, I feel as though you as well, but maybe not to the same extent.
Okay.
Actually, no, maybe to the same extent. I ate several Oreos that had an expiration date of a previous week.
Let's go. That's what we're talking about, Kev.
We are both proud.
Yeah. A couple week old past due date Oreos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was Best Buy or Used Buy or what was going on, it was definitely past the date. And I was
Ooh. You're a risk taker.
Oh, yeah.
Made me nervous, but I was, you know.
Did you enjoy them as much as you would have if they were not expired, or?
No, I did not.
And it wasn't because they were stale.
It was in your head the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Kevin. Yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. Kevin, he's like, I wonder how many days I have to worry about this with something bad happening since they were expired.
Yeah. Like, when would I drop dead?
Right. That's exactly it.
I mean, this was like Thursday or something. So you think I'm good?
I'm going to say yeah.
Still a little concerned.
Yeah.
I'd give it another 24 hours.
Got to break the seal on that. Good job, Steve.
Final thoughts. Yeah.
You probably were pretty proud of yourself for thinking, oh, man, look at these are expired. I can't wait to tell Jay and Kevin. Expired.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. When I saw it on the packaging, I was waiting. I was like, man, now's not a good time to eat some Oreos. So I was waiting, and I was waiting. And I was like, oh, now I feel like some Oreos. And then I saw the date.
Tragic, yeah. All right, Kevin.
We are full on into blanket season.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it is here. It's that time of year where people are like, I'm not turning on the heat, you know, and it's, grab a blanket. Everybody's got a blanket on.
Yep.
Now, I'm a guy who could use a blanket just about any time of the year. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy them for the most part. Do you guys have a favorite blanket?
Not on the bed, right? Like just like someplace in the house. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, like the one that, Jay's going to sit and watch football. Denise knows he's sitting in that chair, and he's taking that blanket.
I don't usually put a blanket on any time of the year, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, just not ever, never really been one. My wife has like 7 favorites, and, you know, they go on and off a lot, depending. And I usually just wear enough clothes so that I'm not chilled. So I don't ever use a blanket. But if I were to, there's a couple of those hand tie blankets that we have in our bonus room. I would tend to use one of those. You know what those are?
Hand tie.
Like you take two, it's like really, really soft, kind of a felt-like material. And you have like two panels of it. And then you cut the ends about an inch or two in. And then you tie like a, so there's ties all the way around. They've tied the two pieces of fabric together. Now?
Huh. No, I don't think I know those, but I like
those. We've probably made about 500 of those at my house for a variety of reasons. Like, we tend to give them as gifts. Like, if someone's, oh, congratulations, you're headed off to college, hand-tied blanket. Congratulations on your baby, hand-tied, hand-tied monogrammed blanket. And super comfortable.
Yeah, Jay, I like that.
Yeah, very cozy.
I was just wondering, because I love a blanket. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes I'm not even cold.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it has nothing to do
absolutely.
With cold.
Absolutely,
I just like having the blanket on
absolutely.
Me, right?
People love that.
It's always, and I've been going through a couple different ones, and I was like, I just need to pick a favorite. So it's just known, like, hey, that's my blanket.
Now, based on feel or what's on the blanket or both?
Well, I have a Seahawk one that was my favorite for a long time.
Yeah.
And that was pretty consistent. But then, I don't know, it got dirty, and then it got in the wash, and then I think it ended up somewhere else. And then I was just like, well, I don't know. I've been using this way too big one right now. But it's like fuzzy on the inside. It's so fuzzy.
So it's like fleece,
it looks
right?
Like a zebra.
Ooh, yeah, let's go.
It's so comfy. I have that on me right now as we speak, and I'm just like, I want this one to be my favorite, but it's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every time you walk around with it, I'd be dragging it around like Linus.
What's wrong with that?
I'm glad my wife is working, because I know what she would be thinking right now. Well, we should just get some of that fleece, and we'll just make Kevin and Steve a hand-tied blanket. We'll just do that.
You know, Jay,
Steve.
I have something that she might... I do. I don't really use it, but...
You call it blanky?
No. I don't want to give Denise any ideas.
Okay.
But this might do it. You ever do, or does she make... Because my stepmom made me a t-shirt blanket.
Oh, yeah. We have... We've. I mean, we don't... we put them together and then send them off to a company to do it. We don't sew them ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, this was, I have a blanket of all my high school t-shirts.
Yeah, those are cool. I like those blankets. Yeah.
It's nice. It's comfortable.
Very nice. But you know, you don't have a fleece hand-tied blanket.
Ah, that's too...
I mean, it could be specialized. It could say Producer Steve. Could be, you know, what we could take pictures of Kevin and I and put it on the blanket so when you're laying there watching TV, you could look at our faces.
Oh, boy.
Final thoughts.
Maybe too much?
Not just enough.
I'm just giving you the option, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Like, just one of each of your faces or like a bunch of your faces?
Well, you know, you could have, whoa, boy, now that you've said that.
Well, Kevin, dealer's choice. You choose.
Right.
I don't know what's worse.
A bunch of little ones.
I was going to say you could have like my face on one side and Kevin's face on the other side, and then you could decide which way you wanted to, you know.
How are you feeling today?
Yeah, right? I don't know which one's worse. You know what's not funny? This guy. At the airport last night, the flight gets delayed. We're supposed to be... First of all, he doesn't know how to read his ticket. He's like, man, the flight's not till 8 o'clock. We're supposed to leave at 7:30. And he's talking directly to me. I don't know this person. He just walked up and started talking. I go, I think boarding was at 7:30. No, it says 7:30 on the ticket. And I go, yeah, I think it's just boarding at 7:30. And he's like, no, it was 7:30. And I'm like, why am I arguing? I don't care. I go, oh. And he goes, now... He goes, then they delayed it till 8:30. I go, yeah. He goes, so they delayed it twice. I go, okay. So then he goes, oh, did you just see this? It's delayed till 10 o'clock now. And so I grab my phone, and my wife grabs her phone. We both, you know, open our phones. We start looking at the app, and I look up at the sign, and I look back at the app, and he goes, no, man, I'm just kidding. What the?
Oh, okay.
Like... A, I don't know you. B, you know what's not funny on a Sunday night when you're just trying to get home to go to work the next day?
Delay jokes.
Delay guy.
Delay guy.
Hey, delay joke guy. Come here for a second. Let me grab you by the scruff of your neck and show you what's not funny. My wife and I both just sat there, dead silence after he says it. And he goes, I'm just kidding. Says it a second time. Still dead silence. And my wife looks at me and I go, no.
No.
Like, just in case, you were wondering, no, not funny. Thanks for nothing. Hope you miss your flight.
But don't you see the humor in it now?
He kind of started out.
Yeah.
No.
He'd already, no. Yeah, Kevin, he'd already started out with like, you know, annoying guy. Like, I'm not in conversation with you. I don't know what you're doing.
You were like, I was kind of just trying to decide if you were dumb or not, and now you've confirmed it.
It's news time with award-winning
Gosh dang it, I did it again. I fell off the phone book.
All right. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Be careful, that's the show. Gotta go. Hey, I got a pair of tickets to Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. For caller 7 right now, 509-441-0999. Kevin, I was thinking that had it been a day earlier that I would have heard that soundbite that we've been playing this morning when that guy gave me the not-so-funny, flight's been delayed for another 2 hours, not till 10 o'clock now. I could have just said...
I refuse to hang out with anyone anymore. I can't.
I just can't. And it may have been people like that who ruined it for that girl.
I feel like it maybe was, you know?
I hate being social.
Okay, all right.
It's a very strong statement.
Very, yeah. Fellas, let's do it again tomorrow, shall we?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Date.
Oh, wow, the enthusiasm was insane.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye. Enjoy the rain.